It's the Metal Enema on Soulfall Radio at soulfallradio.com.
MySpace.com/MetalEnema, MetalEnema@gmail.com. I'm Mac, Pornos, Cat.
I'm the Intertaker. How's it going? We're doing three shows this month again. Woo! Aren't you lucky? We decided that Martin Van Drunen month was just important enough that we needed to do three shows. Also,
exactly.
We felt like we'd been slacking because we'd been so busy and we'd been kind of slacking on shows. So we're like, we're sorry. Here you go. Ho, ho, ho. It's your Christmas present because it is our Christmas episode.
Ho, ho, ho. Week early. Odin. Oh, ho, Odin.
Thor.
Because, you know, Christmas isn't about the birth of baby Jesus, no matter what your mom says.
Yep. My brother is a fundamentalist Christian, and his son, my nephew, whose name is...
Your lover.
Yes. His name is Noah, by the way.
Right.
Where's his ark? That's the only thing stupider than his name is that line. But he has Asperger's syndrome.
Yep.
I mean, everybody says they have it now, but I believe this kid really has it.
Everybody says restless. Everyone has restless leg, too. They're running ads on it on TV.
I know. I've been talking about that because I actually do have it. I mean, I was diagnosed and I have to take medication for it at night. My wife, you know, was the one who actually diagnosed it because I was like kicking crazily in bed. And, you know, and that's even when we weren't having sex. And, but anyway, so everybody's getting diagnosed with Asperger's, but this kid actually has it.
It's just because they're eating a lot of grease and fat and corn dogs
out of someone's butt.
Yeah,
Asperger's. Want some more? Yeah, sure.
Two societies, one cup.
But
everyone has two girls, one cup these days, too.
Yes, everybody's got that, along with Tub Girl and Lemon Party.
That's right.
Helicopter or whatever.
Spin.gif.
Spin.gif.
And Swap.avi.
No. And Horse Blower,
and
of course.
And Jinkum.
Jinkum. Oh, yeah. Jinkum. But before I get too derailed, I was just going to say, I know what I'm going to do this year for Christmas when my brother, his rotund 400-pound wife, and their little Asperger-y boy come over to the house. Because as I think it's maybe, I'm saying it's wrong. I think it's Asperger's. That's even worse. Asperger's all over. Oh boy. Can't get around it. Anyway, this kid is obsessed.
He's got loads in the colon disease.
Yeah.
And it's no, that's the doctor's name. Dr. Loads in the colon. It's, he's Swedish. And really what it is that he takes it in the ass a lot.
Yes.
But it's sad because he's five.
Right. But he's five and he's also amazing with numbers. And he's obsessed with planets and velocity and timetables. And he's
Does he know Newton's third law?
What? Well,
force equals mass times acceleration?
Not yet. But I think if you explained it to him, he'd get it. He's actually pretty tight with that stuff. But here's the thing. He marches into the house and says to everybody, it's Jesus' birthday, because that's what he's been told to say.
Nice.
And what I want to say to him this year is go, well, great, Noah. How old is he? And watch his head explode. Him turn around, how old is he, Daddy? But wait, how can he still be alive? So that
he was born in zero, in -33, so what does that make him now?
But how can he still be alive?
1,900! No, that's just 2008 minus 33.
Throws himself on the ground kicking.
Aspergering everywhere.
Asperging. Oh my.
All this semeny poop starts hosing out of him like Tub Girl. Get Dr. Lodzen colon on the...
Aye.
I'm ready.
My diagnosis is slapping you in the mouth. So, this is still Martin Van Drunen month, so we have Martin Van Drunen songs. Well, not all night, because that would be the entire discography of his work, which wouldn't be a bad thing, but
right. We
like to mix it up a little bit. But we do have a lot of great stuff. Let's just call out some of the stuff. We don't usually do that, but
Blessed Death?
No, not tonight. Next time.
Alright.
Yeah. Although, I don't know why I didn't just do that.
That's alright. We forgot about it.
No, we didn't forget about it. How could you forget about Blessed Death? I didn't forget about them, and then I kept the faith.
It's right here.
And now it's right here in a brand new CD format. In case you're not hip to this, Metal Mind out of Poland, re-release this. You know what it occurred to me?
Release both, actually. We missed
the... Yeah, we didn't grab the other one. But you know what it occurred to me? MVD, musicvideodistributors.com, they carry all the Metal Mind stuff. Yep. I bet you can find it there.
And I bet you could still use the
Undertaker discount
code for 25% off.
We need to get back in touch with them and do some more promos. We haven't done that in a while, but I'm sure they're always cool to hook us up and hook you up. So let's get that moving, everybody.
That's right. We need to see if they carry Texas Presley videos.
Yeah, all one of them.
No, she's at least three, I think.
Oh, okay. Texas Presley is some girl from here in Texas who was in the porn industry for like six months. That's got to be some kind of record.
Yeah, apparently it caused great waves throughout the industry. She got nominated for best solo.
It's kind of like when Terrorizer put out just the one album and then broke up. Yeah. You know, it's like, whoa, cult.
Or when the magazine Terrorizer had that one good issue.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Cult. You remember back, I guess it was like 95 to 97, it was like Cradle of Filth on the cover of every issue.
Yep.
And now I've looked at Terrorizer recently, and they shit on Cradle of Filth just like everybody else.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Of course.
Well, I mean, not that they shouldn't, because old Cradle of Filth had some merit, and new Cradle of Filth is completely without merit, so
yeah.
There you go.
Well, go fig. It's kind of like when Pete Steele whipped it out on the pages of Playgirl.
And he didn't realize that that was a predominantly gay magazine.
And from his interview responses, he says he doesn't really care too terribly much.
Right, but that was the thing. It was like apparently the worst selling issue, and he didn't understand why. And then his guitarist went, well, it's gay guys, and you know, you're not really, you don't fit that mold. And he's like, what? Shit. And then he did more cocaine. All right.
And
well,
four albums later, Fenris from Enslaved.
One, two, three, four! All right, let's go ahead and get it going. It's Coroner with a classic from Punishment for Decadence. This is Masked Jekyll.
The coroner? I'm so sick of that guy. Well, see you in the operating place. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
That was At the Onset of the Age of Despair from Gallhammer. Slave Under His Immortal Will came from Unscapped, and Masked Jackal was from Coronor.
Corona Noir.
It's Corona's new black lager beer.
No, that's called Negra Modelo. That's actually the, that's what they make. That's Corona Black, basically. That's funny.
Except much, much better.
Yes, very rich.
The new thing this summer, folks, in, at least in the U.S., is this awesome beer called Snowplow.
Really?
Snowplow!
Seriously?
It's a milk stout, and I'm not sure what makes it a milk stout per se. But it's mighty tasty. I had four on the way over here.
I thought you were going to say ghost riding.
No.
You know what that is?
Yeah, it was a Nick Cage movie.
No. Actually, no. I'm missing a perfect opportunity to broach the subject of Jenkum. Go ahead and explain what it is.
Well, Jenkum is this beautiful, all-natural drug that... is really taking hold all over the world. It comes from Mother Africa, and you know, like the human race, and it's made from all natural ingredients. It's totally legal, and anyone can make it. It's made by taking shit and piss, and in unspecified amounts. I guess you can play around, you know, with your own different concoctions, different brews. And then it is fermented in a bottle, and you put a balloon over the top of the opening, apparently. And I guess when the balloon is full, you take the balloon off and you inhale it. And supposedly the effects last several hours, and you get to see your old dead relatives and shit like that.
Basically, it's just kind of a low-tech way to breathe your own sewer gas.
Yeah.
And I just did a Google search for it, just for people who are going, oh, you're just making that up.
J-E-N-K-E-M.
K-E-M. Although I'm seeing, and I'm not making this up, I'm seeing that there's discussion of this on the Nigger Mania forum. I didn't know there was such a place. It's niggermania.org. I don't know if it's FUBU, you know. I don't know if it's run by Negroes.
No. It's really the Niggardly Mania forum, you know, where
you hoard money and give anything to anybody.
Exactly, where you're stingy.
See.
Yeah,
I see. Okay,
because they don't give shit to nobody.
That's right. No,
at the Jenkum comp.
Yeah, so JENKEM. Try it at home.
You just might like it.
Yeah. So,
supposedly it was the spawn. The legend is that it's the spawn of these poor African nations where sucking on rags soaked in gasoline wasn't enough to stave off the hunger. They decided to breathe in the open sewage that is their culture and society. And wow, they got high and had visions.
You know, I wanted to change gears here and talk about our new friend that we made in Arnhem, because we're about to play some songs from Martin Van Drunen's respective bands. And of course, as we talked about last week, we got to see Asphyx play and they blew our heads off. But when we were freezing to death at the train station locker area, we made a friend from Poland who was a guy, went to the festival, and we became acquainted with him.
The thing with any Eastern Europeans, even some of the Asiatic Russians, like the Eurasian Russians, and the Ukrainians and the Belarus and all them is it's great. They have a lot of endearing qualities. One of the endearing qualities is that they think the entire world was ruled by their country before modern, you know, this like sudden mist came over the world, and all of a sudden, bam! It's the end of World War II. Oh my God, we're in the Cold War.
Yeah, it's like I didn't know Poland once had the standing of Rome.
Right. Yeah. So one of the things he was talking about, because we had and one of our travel mates had a discussion about this.
We were riding back on the train.
Was the question came up? So didn't Poland touch at least three seas at one point? Wasn't a lot of modern day Germany Polish before it was the Prussian Empire and all this, and And he, you know, he of course said, yes, of course, the whole world, Poland stretched from Baltic Sea to Mediterranean to, you know, it was just weird because the more he went on, it was almost like he was going to say, before pilgrims came to America and stole from the Polish.
Yeah.
All world Poland.
Not Native American, they're Polish, you know.
Atlantic Ocean, Polish.
Yeah. South America, North America, all Americas, Asia, Australia, all Polish.
Australia became island when it broke away from Mother Poland.
and we couldn't remember his name, so we dubbed him Sperchange. Gotteny Sperchange. So
one of the other endearing qualities that the East Bloc folks usually have is that they're incredibly proud of their bands that are from there, which release things on weird formats and have strange names that are a mixture of, you know, some sort of either machine or warfare term combined with
Polish folklore,
a Polish name, or like a, you know, some sort of Eastern European name. So it's, you know, it's like, have you heard this band Kadzetsk? Go Firestorm. They only released demo on LP cassette. It's 12-inch LP with cassette tape in middle. State of Polish art is, yeah. You have LP cassette player and you put on vinyl with cassette in the middle and it play two things and roll in
real
different
to,
directions.
Reel to reel with LP needle on the outside edge.
Reel to reel vinyl.
It's just two vinyls up on the reels with the tape going between them.
Very high tech. Never made a across never made across land bridge before America was lost.
Technology lost when Poland overthrown by Tartars, you know. Every LP release in Poland is a box set to accommodate two reels.
Each song, two albums, four sides. It's a wonderful thing.
Now all we have to show for technology is screen door submarine and solar powered flashlight. We have to 200 man team to turn around the building when we change the light bulb. Pride of Poland, the building changing team. No one other like it in the world.
But no, this guy was pretty awesome.
No, he was cool. Don't misunderstand.
Don't get us wrong.
We thought he was great. But, you know, again, we've met a lot of people from that part of the world in our travels, and they're all
kind of
like
that. And they all exhibit the same qualities.
Like you'd think that guy from Baltac that we met at the Open Hellfest so many years ago, you'd think Macedonia was, like, still number one. You know? In his mind, it was. Yo, Alexander the Great, you know.
He's still in charge.
He's still in charge, yeah. Mm. He's still running things. It's like he didn't
figure. No, that... Yeah, I mean, that guy didn't have that accent. He had the Australian accent.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
He was the Macedonian with
the Australian
accent.
But then, for those of you, like we've mentioned, I think Martin Van Drunen has a British accent.
Yeah.
Which was stunning to me, because everybody else in Aspects had, like, the normal mainland European, like, where Dutch people speaking English accent, which...
They had their, you know, their Afrikaans accent.
Get out of here, Kiffer Blubber. I mean... Diplomatic immunity.
I'm just looking to see if I'm standing on plastic.
Yeah. Well, those guys are great.
Lethal Weapon 2 is awesome.
Yeah.
Free South Africa, you dumb son of a bitch. Of course I'm black. I want to move to South Africa.
But you're black.
But sir, you're black.
And now, Fenris from Enslaved.
Actually, no. It's the best song of the Hail of Bullets demo. This is a song called Red Wolves of Stalin.
Listen! Russian partisans trademark. All we have is buried to be on. Ambush another enemy patrol. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Metal Enema on Solar Fall Radio. I'm The Undertaker.
I'm Michael Pornosepikak.
And that was Asphyx with MS Bismarck on their classic Last One on Earth album. Before that, Chemotherapy from Pestilence from Malleus Maleficarum, which is incredible because we played Possessed on the last show, and then I listened to Malleus Maleficarum again and went, holy fuck, this really sounds like Possessed back then. And, of course, before that, that was Red Wolves of Stalin from the really excellent Hail of Bullets.
Yeah, it's incredible that that is just a demo album.
I know. I can't wait for the full length.
Malleus Maleficarum is one of those albums that I'm kicking myself for having had. And
did you sell that? Oh, well, you know, I mean,
I ended up going backwards into it and got that one last and didn't appreciate it at the time. And so,
yeah, I mean, I have it, but I realized it took me a long time to, I mean, because I hold Consuming Impulse as like one of the pinnacles of death metal.
Yeah.
You know, up there with the first Deicide, first Morbid Angel, you know, just a handful of others. It's one of my favorites of all time. So it's not that I don't like that album, and it's not like Pestilence's work as a whole isn't worth listening to. It's just that that one was so good.
On the money.
Yeah, it just made it made Malleus Maleficarum seem at the time kind of just like an also-ran. And
yeah.
I don't think that's true. I mean, I listen to it now, and it's just like it's good. It's got a lot of cool things about it, but I think they finally actualized it on Consuming Impulse.
And I think it's been reissued, actually,
yeah,
as part of the same reissue series that Asphyx's albums have gone through.
Right.
So
you can pick it up.
Pick it up again.
Yeah.
And then sell it.
We go through that all the time when we're like looking for new good things to buy at fests or record stores. And we always come across the albums that we know and love and go, oh, I'll just buy it again. Pure Holocaust. I can have another copy of this.
It was real sad. A friend of mine that was in a punk band just died. And so we had going through his stuff kind of party. His girlfriend knew that his like blood family, mother, father, that kind of thing, would have just
tossed it
all out. So she wanted his friends to go through it
and toss it out
and throw it away.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I saw in the box, in like some of the 20 odd boxes of CDs that we were going through, was a copy of Dawn of the Black Hearts from Mayhem, that Mayhem bootleg. And I just saw the spine and went, ooh, and picked it up because I have two or three different versions of it.
Oh, man. But you can't have too many of that.
You can't, except in this case, because almost all of his remaining goods had some sort of water damage from when his apartment caught fire, and the Austin Fire Department was nice enough to put the fire out, which, you know,
that's what they do.
Thanks
yeah.
for putting the fire out. But, you know, the water knows no boundaries on certain things. And so
water is missing.
So I pulled out Dawn of the Black Hearts. I was like, fuck yeah, I've got another copy of this for free. And I opened it up and I was like, hey, the sleeve insert, you know, it's just the one, the one panel thing.
Right.
It's not in the case, and you know it's not in the lid.
Yeah,
that's because it was fused onto the CD.
Oh,
so lame. When I tried to separate everything, most of the sleeve came off on top of the CD. So I just said, pitch it.
Ah, that sucks.
Sucks.
That totally sucks.
Pour one out for you, Lance.
It's kind of like when your mom wouldn't let you buy that bitch Supreme guitar at the pawn shop. Not really.
Not at all. Oh, I'm going to go back in time and shoot her in the face.
All right.
So,
yes,
John Tardy and Martin Van Drunen need to have a death metal argument. And maybe, what's his name, dude, from Gorguts?
Luke LeMay?
Luke LeMay needs to get in on it.
Right.
So it could be,
how would that sound?
Something like this.
Is that Bernie from Les?
I guess so. I was trying to get the guy on. What
the fuck is that?
It was the other guy on Obscura.
Oh.
Let's go!
Oh, hated that. You know, and then in the middle of all this, Mark Grew from Morgoth bursts in to tell them to shut up. Hey, shut up! Shut up! On the... Yeah, that would be that new reality TV show. It'd be called the... Be like just
oh,
that
man,
for an
John
hour.
John Tardy on doing autoerotic asphyxiation.
I'm gonna... He'd be like hanging himself with his own hair, you know, just wrapping it around himself. Starting to just sound like a mandrill baboon over there. So we have this compilation, Tormenting Legends 2. It's a whole lot of bands from Europe. but it has a band on here from Germany that I think this is their debut on our show. They're a relatively new band. Well, I mean, when I say that, they're about 3-4 years old. And it's the guitarist who's also been, he sessioned for Krieg and for bands like Godless North. He's been around for a long time. His name is Malfitor. And we ran into him at the Arnhem Fest, and it was good to see him. So we're going to play this song. This is Schemas Amathia.
Hogwarts rules!
Possession of my soul. Sure.
That was When the Blood Turns Black from Hamoth.
Cremate in Hate.
1, 2, 3, 4. From Goraphobia and Schemes Anathme. Ass Meat. Ass Burgers. From Nyctalgia.
Ho, 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 everybody. It's our Christmas show. That's what we used to call it, the Christmas episode.
Yes.
Yes. Forgot about that.
Do you want total war? Throw out Christ? Bring back Thor?
So what do you want for Christmas, Agapornis?
Total war?
Well, I can't afford that right now. Is there something?
Cleanse the weak with the sword.
What's her name?
Texas Presley.
Can I get you a Texas Presley video?
Yes, you can get me Texas Presley.
Oh, all right. And then you can smash an HEB cake on her ass?
We'll see. She seems game for things. She tells the story of one of her friends who's pretty big in the porn world. She wouldn't drop her name, but she said the girl's about 20. And she's...
Boy, she's a veteran.
Yeah, she actually, she said...
Oh,
she,
Christ.
She said she's about 20, which is kind of like MILF age in the industry.
Jeez.
But she said she's a pro and has done everything. Double penetration in each hole.
Both eyes.
Yeah, both eyes and the nose. She's a champ is what she is, a worker.
She's an orifice, a walking, talking orifice.
But apparently this 20-year-old MILF in MILF age queen in the porn industry met this young, nice country kid on MySpace. He's 18, never even seen a porno before, blissfully unaware of who this girl is. And apparently this girl was crying to Ms. Presley about... how she didn't want to, you know, she didn't want to tell him about all the stuff that she's done and shatter his world. And especially she didn't want to tell him about all the STDs she's had.
Oh, that's not exactly fair.
And so Texas's response is, I was sitting there laughing, thinking about it like, oh, maybe she's had, you know, gonorrhea a couple times. But no, it's been like, I've had chlamydia 8 times. I've had warts burned off 4 times.
I've had AIDS 3 times.
And so the interviewer was surprised and said, but don't you all get tested? Yes, of course we do. In fact, it's pretty rigorous, the testing that goes on. Mm-hmm. And so he was amazed that porn cleaned up her vagina.
Oh, gross. Well... Didn't mean to, like, drift off into that. It just...
Oh, I've been thinking about porn. Dream jobs all day.
Oh.
Well, yeah, actually, inadvertently, it wasn't... Didn't have anything to do with this. This was, like, long before, but DJ Ass of Tracy Lords and I at work...
Yeah, from Terra Incognita.
We're talking about all the horrible 300-pound women that work with us at our job, and so I was... contemplating all of the horrible pornography films we could make using these people.
It's There's like, a market for it.
It's like, let's get 300-pound chick A, B, and C to all get into a threesome with each other. And then we'll get black employees 1 through 9 to gang them.
Well, it would be like black chicks, white flaps or something. Wow. Wow. Oh, gosh.
It'd be like smashed ho-hos in the folds.
Oh. Ho-ho! Oh.
She's rolled them in flour and aimed for the wet spot. And I'd make all the music myself with my own mouth.
Like Bobby McFerrin, except it's all just a stomp box. And I feel like fucking. This is Hammerwitch from, speaking of people from Texas, Hammerwitch from Dallas. They released a demo. A demo back in, I guess, 87, 88, something like that.
Sure.
They're not around anymore, but they're here on our show. This is Bloody As You Run. It's what happens when your girlfriend is on, it's that time of the month and she goes out for a jog. Well, actually, it's a description of my wife when she comes back from a jog and she's wiped out on the pavement. Sorry, honey. We'll be right back. Joshua Mountain from Dominus from View to the Dim. That is a classic. That is a fucking classic, I tell you. And before that, Dominus with Spiritual Mountain from View. Oh.
And before that, Dominus with Spiritual Mountain from View to the Dim. It's fucking awesome. He played it three times.
Yes, it was that good. No. Malakesh with it's your damn Waka Chica that's messing me up. Malakesh with a Pakulao Council from Sphinx, and before that, Bloody As You Run from Hammer Witch. Okay. So that was that's basically our show as it happens. We're gonna,
I believe so,
sail it right out into the last break of music here.
What do we have left? We have
Dr. Shrinker with Grotesque Wedlock. Sorry, Dr. Shrinker with Cerebral Seizure. God, I can't talk anymore. God damn it.
Cerebral Seizure.
From
Unacceptable. We have the Condemned from Immolation and My Name from the Forest.
From Kataxu. Which
or if they're Brazilian, it would be Kataxu.
Right on. So we're going to send you off.
Yes, my new porno, my own mouth-made porno music in the vein of Cobra Commander.
Unacceptable.
You know, I actually went and read the backstory about Cobra Commander.
Oh, yeah?
And they're trying to claim that I never heard about this because I stopped reading that comic book, you know, like.
Is this after the continuity restarted in the new?
They're trying to imply that he was like a used car salesman before he became a terrorist mastermind. And he was an American!
Aren't we all?
My God. They try to say that A, he was American, B, that he was a used car salesman.
And then
he's
most exposed to snake gas or something.
A spitting cobra spit into his cerebral cortex through his ear. And
over here, we have a 73 Dodge Avenger. It's only got 3,700 miles on it and a stick shift. It's got a Mopar 8-cylinder engine and makes it go real fast. To be stopped in it is unacceptable. Can we set up a payment plan for you?
Let me speak to my manager. Real quick, let's dedicate this Dr. Shrinker song to Juanis because he loves Dr. Shrinker.
This goes out to Juanis because he loves Dr. Shrinker.
Good night, everybody. That was the Metal Enema. I'm the Undertaker.
I am Agapornis Sepikak. You can catch us on myspace.com/metalenema or metalenema at gmail.com. We'll be right back. the most wonderful time of the year. This has been a Christmas episode, everybody. Merry Christmas. Season's greetings.
Ho, ho, ho.
So long, suckers. Maybe. Why don't...
We'll see you in the new year, everybody. Well, no.
In 2008. Will at least be on for one more week for after December to remember.
No. We'll be on
the sales event that you can't afford to miss.
We'll be back
on all of our new S-class Mercedes, and we have a lot.
Sounds like Cobra Commander with Bond Scott.
My balls are always bouncing. My balls are always full.
We'll see you guys on December 27th. Good night.